The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. When filmmaker and activist Michael Moore spoke in New York City on March 17, 2012, he praised the Occupy movement because it's grassroots and doesn't have a hierarchy. Here are some of his words.
If you're living in Boise, Idaho, and you want to start Occupy Boise, just do it. You don't have to write into national headquarters here for permission, and then we'll take 10% of the dues that you collect. There's no grants you have to write. You just have to exercise your constitutional rights as a citizen of this country. And we, those of us here, at least in New York, in Occupy Wall Street, we want you to do this. We don't want to be in charge of Occupy Boise. You know what Boise needs, and you need to occupy it.
Idaho, the state that's somewhere off the edge of the known universe. Idaho, where a few things have happened that Michael Moore doesn't know about yet. On November 5th, 2011, without asking anybody permission, a group of people from Boise and the surrounding region set up an encampment in solidarity with the Occupy Wall Street movement on the grounds of the old Ada County Courthouse, a piece of land managed by the state of Idaho and located across the way from where the legislature meets. A statement on the website OccupyBoise.org said, quote, "Enough. How many crises does it take? We are the 99%, and we move to reclaim our mortgage future." In February 2012, the Idaho State Legislature passed House Bill 404, an emergency ban on camping on state-managed lands, to take effect immediately. U.S. District Judge B. Lynn Windmill issued a temporary injunction against House Bill 404 on free speech grounds. The judge said the legislation, quote, "creates the appearance that the state is stretching to suppress the core political message of Occupy Boise." The fight continues. I hope Michael Moore keeps up. Here's another true story from Idaho. Imagine a company called Imperial Oil. What kinds of things do you suppose a company called Imperial Oil would do? The Imperial Oil that I know of is a subsidiary of ExxonMobil. Imperial Oil is working on a scheme to get the pieces of an oil refinery built in Korea, then shipped to northern Canada and assembled at the Alberta tar sands. Now, these refinery pieces are big as houses, so the best way to get them to Canada is on roads that go through some backwards, empty no-place that nobody ever thinks about, like Idaho. 33 of these refinery pieces were floated up the Columbia River system on barges. At Lewiston, Idaho, they were to be loaded onto trailers and teetered over rural highways towards Alberta. Sadly, they made it there. But they were late. I wonder if Michael Moore knows they were late. They were late because without asking permission, people from Idaho went out in the middle of winter nights to follow and film these megaloads as they knocked down power lines and scraped the rock faces of a wild and scenic river canyon. People from Idaho went to court. People from Idaho lay down in the road. People from Idaho made them cut the damn things in half. People from Idaho are making them think twice about shipping any more of those loads through here. People from Idaho want them to ask us for permission. I think Michael Moore ought to check out this Idaho. Visit a while. Bring his camera. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.